The report, a joint project of aid workers from the Thai-Burma border and John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, charges Burma's military government with abuse and corruption in its handling of aid and recovery to the devastated Irrawaddy Delta region hit by last year's cyclone Nargis. The report charges Burma's military of resisting international and regional aid, interference in assistance, confiscation of aid and resale, arrest of aid workers, discrimination in aid along ethnic lines, forced labour and confiscation of land. Chris Bayer of the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health says the key recommendation is for a United Nations investigation into the charges that may represent crimes against humanity.
Taken together, there is an argument to be made for assessment. We call for investigation of crimes against humanity. That is based on the Rome Statute. It's Article 7.1K of the Rome Statute. Essentially, is based on the argument there has intentionally caused great suffering, mental and physical health.
The project report, After the Storm, Voices from the Delta, was centered on interviews with relief workers and Burmese army defectors over several months after the devastation of the cyclone in May that claimed tens of thousands of lives. Immediately after the cyclone, over 300 Burma aid workers from the Thai-Burma border worked as teams delivering assistance into the devastated Irrawaddy Delta region, often undercover to avoid military checkpoints and arrest. Burma's military government has been widely criticised for its slow response to the disaster and restrictions it placed on access of assistance to the region, including direct aid from neighbouring Asian countries. Bayer says, based on the interviews with aid workers, the allegations of misconduct and abuse highlighted in the report appeared to be widespread throughout the Delta region.
I can say, I think, with some confidence that most of what's being reported was common. So, for example, in terms of relief workers, talk about forced relocation. Virtually everybody we interviewed report forced relocation. Forced labor was also common. Forced child labor was less common. The confiscation, theft, and resale of relief aid was ubiquitous. And that was appeared to be very much standard operating procedure throughout the area.
Dr. Cynthia Muung, who oversees a Burmese health clinic in the Thai border town of Mae Sot, said the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, and international community had to pressure the military to be held accountable in the delivery of aid.
As we see in reports, and as we found the information on the in Thai Burma, the relief effort should be thoroughly and more accountable. Our aim is how to become more effective delivery assistance, as well as for reconstruction of the country, how to rebuild or plan the cooperation between community organization and the international community.
The report stands in contrast to a recent positive review by the tripartite UN, ASEAN and Burma's military that the leadership had gained a higher degree of confidence in working with the international community. The Tripart Assistance Group called for a further $700 million in funding over 3 years to assist in longer-term recovery to cyclone-affected regions. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.